Translation. Nanda Maharaja said, "My dear great sage, if you think that your performing this process of purification will make conscience suspicious, then secretly chant the Vedic hymns and perform the purifying process of second birth here in the cowshed of my house, without the knowledge of anyone else, even my relatives. For this process of purification is essential." Purport. Nanda Maharaja did not like the idea of avoiding the purificatory process despite the many obstacles. He wanted to take advantage of Garg Muni's presence and do what was needed. The purificatory process is essential specifically for Brahmins, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. Therefore, since Nanda Maharaja presented himself as a Vaishya, this process of purification was essential. Formerly, such institutional activities were compulsory. Chaturvarna maya sushtam guna karma vibhagasah. Without these activities of purification, the society would be considered a society of animals. To take advantage of Garg Muni's presence, Nanda Maharaja wanted to perform the Nam Karan ceremonies, even secretly, without any gorgeous arrangements. Therefore, the opportunity for purification should be regarded as the essential duty of human society. In Kali Yuga, however, people have forgotten the essence. Manda sumanda matyo manda bhagya upadutaha. Bhagavatam 1.1.10. In this age, people are all bad and unfortunate, and they do not accept Vedic instructions to make their life successful. Nanda Maharaja, however, did not want to neglect anything. To keep intact a happy society, advanced in spiritual knowledge, he took full advantage of Garg Muni's presence to do what was necessary. How degraded society has become within 5,000 years. Manda sumanda matyo manda bhagya. The human society, human life is obtained after many, many millions of births, and it is intended for purification. Previously, a father was eager to give all kinds of help to elevate his children. But at present, because of being misguided, people are prepared even to kill to avoid the responsibility of raising children. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakya Chakshurunmilatvantasme Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Siddhapatakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavacham Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Dinasya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So according to this number 10, Sri Nanda Maharaja said, "O great sage, if you think that your performing this process of purification will make kansa suspicious, then secretly chant the Vedic hymns and perform the purifying process of second birth here in the cowshed of my house, without the knowledge of anyone else, even relatives. For this process of purification is essential." So in the human society, the first birth is by father and mother, but the second birth is by the spiritual master. Diksha is called Dvij. At the second birth you become Dvij. So this sanskar is very important. That's why Nanda Maharaja explained, because he was a Vaishya. So according to Vaishya, for Sudra there is no sanskar. But Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya, there is always sanskar. And he employed the Brahmin and he guide you. He check out everything, auspicious time for the baby's birth, the position of the star, and then he work out auspicious time, and that time all the process start. Now here, because they were afraid of a concern, so that's why Manan Maharaja said that do secretly. We don't want to make a big ha ha hu. Just secretly chant, because if you are afraid of the Kamsa might know that Krishna is born, and then just decree secretly. That's the this number 10 one. If you have time, we'll discuss later on, but we have to discuss number 12. So now we go number 11, text number 11. Sukadev Goswami continued, having thus been specially requested by Nand Maharaja to do that which he already desired to do, Garg Muni performed the name giving ceremony for Krishna and Balaram in a solitary place. So this Nam is called Namkaran. This soul sanskar is called soul sanskar. 16 sanskar is very important in human society. Right from birth, the first one is Garbhadan sanskar. It's called Garbhadan, when man and woman, husband wife unite. Then Punsavan sanskar. Then Janma Simant. Then Surya Chandra Darshan. Means the baby, that is only after the third day. Nowadays people don't have any sanskar. As soon as the baby is born, get the pram or buggy and they take the baby outside. According to this Vedic knowledge, first 3 days baby not supposed to wake out. So this Surya Chandra means sun god and moon god, only after 3 days you have to show them. Before 3 days, no. That is not. Otherwise, because in future they will suffer lot of reaction, lot of sinful activity accumulated, just by not following the Vedic principle. Then Surasan, then Pushti, Sushti Karma, Namkaran. So this is Namkaran, and that is performed on the 12th day. Only after the 12th day Namkaran process is Vedic, no, Vedic, that is Vedic way. And then Annaprasthan, even the giving the food, solid food to the baby, only after certain days, 6 months. For 6 months, only the liquid form of the food available. Nowadays, people don't care. I mean, Mataji knows probably. As soon as the baby born, they give anything. Isn't it? So he says, Annaprasthan, after solid food given after 6 months, not in the beginning, straight away. But now all the teens are ready-made food. So they open the teen and feed the baby. Easy way, you know, easy way out. But according to Vedic principle, that is not valid. Where the baby will suffer in the future, and the parents will also suffer, because they are not following the Vedic principle. That's why it's not allowed. Then Karnaved, piercing the ear, that is also sanskar. Then Chudakaran, Upanayan, Janoi, when you become a dvij, when you become a Brahman, that is called Upanayan sanskar. Then Vidyarambha, when to get the knowledge, the material knowledge, Vidyarambha. Vivah, wedding. Wedding also ceremony. Big face ceremony. Nowadays also Indian government discourage everyone. They don't spend money for the wedding. But actually, wedding is a sanskar. If the father, mother is qualified, if they got appearance, it must be spent for the daughter, for the wedding. You can't just say, go a cup of tea and go away. Not like that. That is not Vedic way. Vedic way means if they are capable to spend for the daughter, then they have to spend, make the arrangement and nicely do it everything. That give them dowry, whatever capable. Not beyond, don't take the loan or anything. But if we are capable, then do it. That is called sanskar. Then Anteshti, when the person died, that is also sanskar. And the last one is called Agni sanskar. Agni sanskar means to give the fire to the body. The body is made of five elements. Earth, water, fire, air and ether. And when the Agni sanskar, when you put the fire on the body, it burns to ashes. Water goes to water, earth goes to earth, whatever, you know. That is, so all this sanskar in the human society is very, very important. People don't follow, that's different thing. But Srila Prabhupada established his mission, why? Because he was para dukhe dukhi. He cannot see the suffering of the humanity. So at the very, very old age, he started all this. He was starting right from the beginning. But old age, even his body is not working, still he was doing, pushing all this thing, Vedic knowledge. That somehow or other, the human society should be reformed. Because they are going on the wrong path. They don't want to follow any Vedic principle. They want to do anything, everything whimsically, without Vedic guidance, without the need of the Brahmin. Here, why Nand Maharaja, Garg Muni was then wanted to take advantage of the Brahmin. And that is why Srila Prabhupada wanted to create so many Brahmana. Because Brahmana are the head of the society. In your body, if the leg, your hand is cut off, no problem. You still can work. But when the head is cut off, everything is finished. No matter how powerful you are. Yes, Vasila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mission to create the Brahman, all other things automatically adjusted. When you create the Brahman, they will guide the society. What is the duty of a Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, how to follow the sanskar, everything will be guided properly. But when there is no Brahmin, who will guide them? All Kalau Sudra Sambhava, everyone is Sudra, no Brahminical quality. And that is why ISKCON is a great boon for the human society. And those who are present here, you are most fortunate. Never underestimate yourself. You are most fortunate. There might be some trouble, material trouble or spiritual problem now, but slowly, slowly, with the association of a devotee, all the problem will be sorted. Everything will be sorted. That is the mission of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's so powerful, but we don't take advantage. It stays up to you. Everything is ready-made. Like nowadays, you know, ladies don't to cook, ready, everything ready-made. So every Srila Prabhupada gave everything ready-made. All the word, Sanskrit word, one-to-one meaning, translation and purport. What else do we want? So that's why this Nand Maharaja was pushing pressure that we can't avoid this Namkaran. Whatever procedure we must be performed in the human society, because animal cannot do anything. They don't have this system. They don't study. There is no Vedic knowledge. But human society, doesn't matter who you are English, Scottish, American, Indian, Japan, Germany, Chinese, we are all human beings. In our body there is a soul. And because with soul, we can talk, we can walk, we can see. Once the soul departs from the body, then no matter how powerful you are, you can't do anything. You cannot move an inch when the soul departs from the body. So why keep false ego? That I am this, I am that, I can do this and that. No, you can't do anything. It's because of the Krishna's energy, you can do something. When the soul, minute, very spot, 1/10,000 tip of the hair, you take the top part of the hair, cut into 100 pieces, again take one part and cut to again 100 pieces. That 1/10,000 top. That is the dimension of the soul. And where the dimension goes away, then it's a dead body. You got all those parts, hands, legs, eyes, nose, ear, but you can't do, you can't use them. Why? The soul has departed. So all this knowledge, sanskar is important. When the child gets sanskar right from beginning, they will be guided properly. And he will make life successful. Doesn't matter who you are. You are Kshatriya, Brahman, Vaishya or Sudra. The human society, Chatur Varnam Maya Krishnam, Guna Karma Vibhagasa. Lord Krishna himself divided this division. Sometimes, especially in advanced country, people say, no, all equal. How can be equal? Here Lord Krishna say, he himself guides society, want to guide the society. And like in our body, there is four division: legs, hand, belly, and head. And all work cooperatively. If someone doesn't cooperate, then the whole body will damage, destroy it. Everyone has to work cooperatively. Then the whole society will run smoothly, nicely. That is the aim of human life. So this is sanskar. Now that number 12 is about Balram. Text 12. You want to change it to text 12? Oh, I see, okay. Because it should be written 12 number. Anyway, I read it. So translation. Garg Muni said, this child, the son of Rohini, will give all happiness to his relatives and friends by his transcendental qualities. Therefore, he will be known as Ram. And because he will manifest extraordinary bodily strength, he will also be known as Bala. Moreover, because he unites two families, Vasudev's family and the family of Nand Maharaja, he will be known as Sankarsana. Purport. Baladeva was actually the son of Devaki, but he was transferred from Devaki's womb to that of Rohini. This fact was not disclosed. According to a statement in Harivansh, Pratyuvacha Tato Ramaha Sarva Sarvams tan abhitah sthitam. Yadaveshtva api sarvesu bhavanto mam vallabah. Garg Muni did disclose to Nand Maharaja that Balaram would be known as Sankarsana because of uniting two families, the Adu Vansh and the Vansh of Nand Maharaja, one of which was known as Kshatriya and other as Vaishya. Both families had the same original forefather. The only difference being that Nanda Maharaja was born of a Vaishya wife, whereas Vasudev was born of a Kshatriya wife. Later, Nanda Maharaja married a Vaishya wife and Vasudev married a Kshatriya wife. So although the families of Nanda Maharaja and Vasudev both came from the same father, they were divided as Kshatriya and Vaishya. Now Baldev united them and therefore he was known as Sankarsana. So this number 12 is all about Lord Balaram. First of all, he said that Garg Muni said that this child will give happiness to both the family, friends and relatives both. Now, there is one incident. It was told by to Parikshit Maharaja that one day what happened that Krishna and Jambavati, they had a son called Sambha. Krishna with the Jambavati had 10 sons. Each wife had 10 sons. 8 Patranis. So the Jambavati and Krishna had 8 sons. Sambha, Sumitra, Purujit, Satajit, Sahastrajit, Vijay, Chitraketu, Vasuman, Dravid and Kratu. Out of the Sambha, he was very naughty, notorious child. His name is Sambha. Sambha. Amba means mother. Sam means with. One who always treats mother is called Sambha. So he was very very pet child of a mother. So he do whatever he like. He doesn't listen to anyone. So what happened on the other side? Duryodhana had a daughter called Lakshmana. And when she was marriageable age, there was a Swayamvar. They are in the Swayamvar. In the Swayamvar, the princess choose her own husband. They invited all the different palaces, the prince come. They sit down and the girl goes with a garland in her hand and whoever she choose, that is her fiancé and husband later on. That is called Swayamvar. So this Lakshmana's marriage was like that. So somehow or other, this Sam, Krishna's Jambavati son, enter there to the wedding arena. And what he did? He just kidnapped Lakshmana and run. All the people are looking at what's going on, but no one could do anything. He was that strong as well, powerful as well. So in the end, they came to know that what happened. And Duryodhana, Bhishma Pitama, and Dhritarashtra, everyone was very, very angry. They said, come on, what happened? And they said, this thing happened. He kidnapped Lakshmana. He said, no, how dare he? He said, okay, don't kill him, just arrest him. We must punish him properly. So next time he won't do anything like this again. So they made a 6 army, big commander. Karna, Shal, Bhurisrava, Yajnaketu, Duryodhana and Bhishmadev. Bhishmadev was commander in chief and all these 5 following him. And they started attacking Sambha. But Sambha also was, first of all he started running. And then Duryodhana taunted him that you Kshatriya never run. When you are challenged in the fight, you just stand and fight. You don't run away from the battle. So he said, okay, I'll fight. And he stand actually. 6 again won. There were 6 warriors and he was only one is one. And still he started fighting. And he really fighted. But 6 again won. In the end he was defeated. And what they did, they didn't kill him. They arrested him. And when they arrested, this news came to Narad Muni. So Narad Muni, he's already expert. From here to there to here, like some devotee also. So Narad Muni went and told what happened, what the situation. He said, okay, this thing happened, our Sambhis have been arrested. And everyone was angry, especially Ugrasena, he was very angry. He said, how dare they arrest Sambha? He said, okay, let's do something about it, let's go and attack. So that's how they started, they gone, and then they are really preparing for army. He said, no. Then Balaram interfere. This is Lokaji, but Balaram, that's why I'm telling you this story. Then Balaram says, no, with the fight, what's the problem? Because we are in the end, we are same family. Our forefather is the same. No point fighting and killing each other. No, there should be no blood. Let's sort out. I will go compromise and sort out all this problem myself. And everyone trusted Balaram, because Balaram can do anything. They are full trust. So Balaram went there. As soon as Balaram didn't enter the palace, he stayed outside the kingdom and sent the message that I'm here now. So Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra, they were very happy because they were affection for this Kauravas. So in the beginning, they were very, very happy. And they came welcoming, you know. I said, please come to the palace. I said, don't come to palace. First, release the Sambo. He said, no, how can you ask for this? Because Sam, he was a naughty, he became a notorious child. He kidnapped our Lakshmana. How can you ask for his release? We are not going to do anything. We cannot release him. And there was a big argument. And at the argument, this Duryodhana specially used very, very harsh word. The word, if you realize, the harsh word was that the snake, the shoes, listen carefully, the shoes befitting the feet want to rise to the top of the head where the helmet is worn. Because on the head, you wear the helmet. So they taunt, you are like a shoes of the Kauravas. How can you try to go on the head as a helmet? And the second taunt, they said that lamb cannot enjoy life in the presence of a lion. Lamb cannot enjoy the life in the presence of a lion. When the lions make a noise, they are like shivering. So the Kaurava said that we are like a lion, and you are like a lamb. How dare you ask like that to release the Sam? We cannot release the Sam now. And there was a big argument there at that time. But in the end, some or other, this Duryodhana was very notorious. He was really stubborn. So he didn't listen. And then Balram, what he did? His weapon, best weapon, Haladhara. Hala means plow. With his pal, he lifted the whole of Hastinapur city. And he wanted to drag the city and throw it at the Ganges. And he really meant that. Because no one, did listen to him. And at that time, in the end, this Duryodhana came to his senses. And there is in Harivansh Puran, there is nice description. That tada nigam tada vigura nittam alakasya puram duryodhana nrupaha. Duryodhana king, nrupaha. Sam niryat mamasa sa bhartyam tascha dhimataha. Tada nigura nittam alakasya puram duryodhana nrupaha. Sam niryat mamasa. Sabotam tasya dhimata. As Lord Balram utilized his plow weapon to uproot Hastinapur, the entire city began to quake. Quickly understanding the situation, King Duryodhana took his wife and hurriedly went to the Lord Balram and returned Sam to him straight away. Because he knew that now there is no compromise or anything. And on top of that, he returned the Sam to these people. And then in the end, what he did, Balram, he apologized to Balram. Not only that, the marriage ceremony was also organized. And then the dowry, what sort of thing they gave? 12,000 elephants. 12,000 elephants decorated with golden. Then 10,000 horses. 6,000 chariots. Not one or two. Not 10, 20. 6,000 chariots. And then 1,000 maid servants. With golden ornaments. That all in the dowry, everything was there. So this dowry system, sometimes people criticize that how can you give so much, how this Indian people, especially in Bharat, why they spend so much money for the wedding? This is Vedic knowledge. It's not nothing against the Vedic principle. If you are capable, that doesn't mean if you don't have, then you in front of the Brahmana recite the Swasti Vachan. Like in the previous like Swasti Vachan. Swasti Vachan is also important. If you are not capable, then don't spend. But if you are capable, if you love your lot or children, then you spend the money. But that doesn't make you put yourself in trouble. What your capacity do it, it should be must be done. It is Vedic principle. Like this Swasti Vachan. If you don't have anything, then you call, engage the Brahmana, give some dakshina, whatever capacity, and then he will do the Swasti Vachan, like in the previous verse. Swasti Vachan important. What is Swasti Vachan? He says, Om Swasti Na Indro Bhruta Sakaha, Swasti Na Pusa Vishwa Dedaha, Swasti Nakshatrayo Arishtanemihi, Swasti No Bruhaspati Dadhatu, Jo Santi, Antariksha Guhu Santi, Pruthvi Santi, Arpaha Santi, Rosadaya Santi, Vanaspataya Santi, Vishwa Devaha, Santi Brahma Santi, Sarvagu Santi, Santi Reva Santi, Sama Santi Redi, Yato Yataha Samihase, Tato No Abhayam Kuru, Santaha Kuru Parajabhyo, Abhayam Nas Vasubhyaha, Sur Santi Bhavatu. ओम सिद्धि बुद्धि सहिताय श्रीमन महागणाधिपत्ये नमः। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ऑल दिस मंत्र और स्वस्ति वाचन प्रे फॉर द वेल बीइंग कल्याण ऑफ द वर्ल्ड एंड एग्जोर्ट दैट पीस शुड बी प्रिवेल अपॉन द अर्थ एंड द यूनिवर्स। ओ गॉड लेट योर एट एलिमेंट्स द हेवन स्पेस अर्थ वॉटर मेडिसिन्स फ्लोरा वृक्षा विश्वदेवा एंड ब्रह्मा स्प्रेड पीस इन द यूनिवर्स एंड एन्श्योर द वेल बीइंग ऑफ ऑल। सो नॉट ओनली वेडिंग सेरेमनी इज नॉट लाइक सेल्फिश ओकेजन। ब्राह्मीन आस्क फॉर द बेनिडिक्शन फॉर ऑल द पीपल अटेंडेड, नॉट ओनली दैट इवन फॉर द विश्व कल्याण ऑल द होल देव ब्राह्मीन, दैट इज द क्वालिफिकेशन ऑफ ब्राह्मीन। श्री राधा गोकुलानंद की, श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की, श्री गिरी गोवर्धन की, शिला प्रभुपाद की, गौर प्रेमानंद। सो इफ यू डोंट हैव देन यूज द स्वस्ति वाचन एंड ब्राह्मण आर एक्सपर्ट। ब्राह्मण आर लाइक वेल विस्टर ऑफ द होल ह्यूमन सोसाइटी। दे डोंट हैव एनी सेल्फिश एटीट्यूड। दैट्स व्हाई आई से दैट इफ यू कांट एफोर्ड दैट द स्वस्ति स्वस्ति वाचन नंद महाराजा गर्ग मुनिशेटी चंपल सर मस्ट बी डन। बट बिकॉज ऑफ द कंसाज इफेक्ट when the Kansa find out, he might come and make some nuisance here. He might harass us. That's why Nand Maharaja didn't want to give up the ceremony. He said, no, ceremony must be done. We don't invite relatives, don't friend, no invitation card, but at least do in a cow shed. So no one knows about it. See how important is Vedic Sanskar. That's why you encourage, and when Nand Maharaja, he was a Vaishya, he said, doesn't matter what, just quietly, peacefully do it here, in the cow shed. Although he was very rich man, Nand Maharaja was a very rich man. He was 900,000 cows. All appearance was there. But still, with this sanskar procedure, because of the consciousness, let's do it quiet and peacefully, but it must be done. And that's all the sanskar, it should be right from beginning. And that's why Srila Prabhupada is introduced this system. Kalo Sudra Sambhavan Kali, everyone is a Sudra. So by the assistance of devotee, when you take shelter of ISKCON, you associate the devotee. And the devotee will train you on the right path. Then you learn everything. How to worship Tulsi, how to worship Srila Prabhupada, what is the meaning of spiritual master, why we worship spiritual master. Because he says, Om Agnanti Mirandasya Jnanan Jana Salakya Chakshur Unmirtamena Tasme Sri Gurve Namah. Without the spiritual master, the knowledge won't come to you. Because it's agnyan, ignorance. We are all born ignorance, with ignorance. Only the spiritual master will open the eyes. And that by his mercy, Krishna will be pleased upon you. And when Krishna is pleased, then everything is possible. So the strength, especially the Balram, is very, very powerful, is very strength. So Balram has sorted out this problem. There is another incident, you know, in the slokas about the Balram, how strong he is. So there is another, how he killed, there was a big rakshas. So many person, it was a Dvivid gorilla. He was very, very powerful. What happened? When the Kansa, Krishna killed the Kansa, Kansa had another 8 brothers. And 8 brothers, who killed them? Balaram. No weapon whatsoever. Simply by the elephant tusk. Simply by elephant tusk, he killed all 8 brothers of Kansa. And then, what happened? There was a lot of dispute argument. And this Dvivid gorilla, he was a friend of this Bhomasur. There was another king called Bhomasur. You know, people have a hobby of collecting item. So some people collect railway ticket or marbles or different coins or different currency. See, Bhomasura had a hobby of collecting different nice beautiful girls. Not 100 or 200 or not even 1,000. 16,000 girls, beautiful princesses he collected. All were in his possession. And then what he did? He was enjoying there. So some or other Krishna came to know all this. And he said, I must do something about it. And when Krishna went there, he killed him and rescued all the girls. And in the end, they all became 60,000 wife of Krishna. Because they say, we cannot. It is Vedic system that once the girl go out night time, outside the house, when she come back, she not allowed in the house. Now, especially in the Navratri, 9 days of Durga Puja, the girl goes out and the parents doesn't know where she is. She turn up 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning. They don't know what's going on outside. And then all the sinful activity, abortion, without marriage, son, daughter. So in the end they are so ashamed, there is abortion business going on. Very, very sinful. But that is the in the name of civilization that goes. But the parents don't want to get responsibility. They don't give any sanskar, don't give any Vedic knowledge. So this Bhaumasura, when this Dvivid gorilla, he knew that my friend is killed. They say, who did this? He find out. He say, okay, I'll sort out. Doesn't matter who the Krishna or Balram is, I'll sort out. Why they kill my best friend? So he went there. And then he entered. There was near Dwarka, that was a place called Kathavar, in the province of Kathavar. And what he did? He started setting fire. All the villages, towns, everybody started setting fires. He wanted to get that I am here now. Do whatever you like. And then not only that, then he started arranging all the saintly person. When they were there, they performed the yajna. What he used to do? Contaminated. He used to pass the stool in, urine, everything. Contaminated that place. So they can't perform the sacrifice. And that, not only that. Another great thing what he did? He said that, let's collect the collect the people by force. And then force them to enter into the cave. And once they enter the cave, he closed the gate because the cave had only one entrance. So when they enter the cave, they close with a big stone, close the door. They cannot come out. By the breathing process, there is no oxygen, and in the end they die. So many sinful activity. And then that wasn't enough. And on top of that, what he did? He started raising because Balram was enjoying with the Varuni. There are so many beautiful girls, and there was called Ramyak Mountain. And there are big, big forest, so many flowers. So all the girls in Balram, they had a nice flower garden, flower garland. They were looked so beautiful. And then what he did, gorilla, with gorilla, he went near and started harassing them. He make a clue noise. And in the beginning, the girls say, okay, good, you know. But in the end, he starting showing them the lower part of the body. Now that is insult. Very insult. So this Dvivid Varuna was doing all this nonsense. Balram was watching. Balram was very strong. He can do it sort out of anything. But he waited. And then what he did, this Dvivid gorilla, he took the Varini pot. And at that time Balram said, no, this is now end. I must sort out of him. So at that time Balram took his club. And then this Dvivid gorilla, he was also strong. So he took the oak tree. And he started hitting on the Balram head. So at that time, Balram with his club, he started hitting him as well. And then when the tree finished, he took another tree. So many tricks, he's one by one. Until, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he said, that until finish all the tree in that mountain. That time the war was going on. Balram can't defeat him, and the Dvij gorilla can't defeat the Balram. Both ways, they were both strong enough. So in the end, what Balram did, when the order tree is finished, then Balram said, okay, now is my turn. He started hitting collarbone of the gorilla with simply by his fist. And there was a blood all over the place. That shows how Balram is strong. Balram is always strong. If you want to progress spiritually, materially progress is okay, is enough. And the material world is also, at one time it will finish, no matter who you are. But the spiritual strength is important. So if you want to get the spiritual strength, then you worship Balram. Sri Baldav Dayal Ve Namaha. When you worship Balram, then you get the spiritual energy straight away. In the Dasavatar Sutra, Jaidev Goswami describes very nicely about Balram. What is the Balram? What he can do to you? He says, Vasiva Pusi Visadevasanam Jaladabham Halahati Bhiti Milita Yamunabham केशव दूता हलधर रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे वह शिव पूषि विष देवस नाम जलदाभम हलहति भीति मिलित यमुनाभम केशव दूता हलधर रूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे O Keshav, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who assume the form of Balram, the wielder of a flow, all glories to you. On your brilliant white body, you wear garments, the color of a fresh blue rain cloud. These garments are colored like the beautiful dark hue of the river Yamuna, who feels great fear due to the striking of your plowshare. Even river Yamuna, one day Balaram wanted to enjoy river in the Yamuna, and Yamuna didn't want it, he took the hull and he pulled the Yamuna towards him. And that time Yamuna was really scared. She is Yamdut's sister. Yamraj is very powerful. Superintendent of that. And she was a sister of. Still, Balaram was more powerful than Yamraj even. She started pulling. At that time, she said, Yamuna bhiti. Yamuna was even scared of Balaram. So that is the glory of Balaram. Balaram is very, very powerful. And that's why some or other he takes advantage of the spiritual knowledge. And then, not only that, भारत भूमि ते मनुष्य जन्म है यार जन्म सार्थक करी कर परोपकार स्पेशली नाउ सुत पर बबुनोज हिज ऑफ्टन मैराथन सो एवरीवन शुड टेक अ पार्ट एंड डिस्ट्रीब्यूट दिस नॉलेज ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड भारत भूमि ते मनुष्य जन्म सार्थक करी कर परोपकार परोपकार नो वन पीपल नो दे वांट टू स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज व्हेन यू गिव देम अ बुक दे वांट रीड स्ट्रेट अवे आफ्टर सम टाइम दे माइट रीड एंड दैट क्रेडिट गोज टू यू बिकॉज ऑफ यू He got the book. And this book are not ordinary. It's a very, 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 very Vedic knowledge, very scientifically proven. Whoever read once, he'll come to ISKCON. And then that credit goes. Because of you, that person came to ISKCON. So now this month, Damodar month, this month is very, very powerful. Little bit for Krishna we do, Swalpam api dharmasya tayate mahato bhayat. If you do little bit seva, one book, 10 book, 20 book, but if you are capable, then do more and more books. Then Srila Prabhupada will be pleased, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be pleased, Radha Gokulanand, Radha Landaneswar, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, Sri Sita Ram Lakshman, everyone will be pleased. And when they will be pleased, devotee, you get the blessing of the devotee. And when you get the blessing of the devotee, anything is possible in your life. No matter which country you are, any part of the world you go, success will be your. Because you have taken the shelter of this Vedic knowledge. So this is most powerful. And that's why Nanda Maharaja pushing pressure. Even the Garg Muni, he was highly qualified priest. And he wanted to do, even the cow said he was doing. He don't say, I'm the great Muni, I want this facility, I don't know. He said, I will do it in cow shed. Because the conscious fear, I will do that, no problem. But the performance, the ceremony must be performed. So this sanskar is most important. When even the Namkaran is most important. Name should be given on the ladder like Saraswati, Lakshmi, Godavari, Sita, Kaveri, Narmada, Sindhu, the girl's name. The same way, Gopal, Harinam, what? Krishna has so many names, Lord Vishnu has so many names. So name of the baby should be according to Vedic, not Inu Minu Tinu, not like that. You know, that there is no meaning of that one. What's the meaning of that one? Nothing, no meaning. When you remember God some or other remember the God name. Like Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Ajamila Sev, only by Narayan. So that is the aim of this sloka. Most important Vedic knowledge. And it should be spread all over the Prithviti Yachyadana Garadi Gram, Sarvatta Pracharo Hoibe, Moriram. How? Because these people in the Western world, they are not very intelligent people. They got all Vedic knowledge. And when they read the science of self-realization or something like that, they say, oh no, this guy is not simply chanting. Then they have a lot of knowledge as well. So try to push more higher books, you know. So many books we got. According to the person's capacity, you give them some book. They are requesting take one book at least, please. And then once they take it, when they read it, that's the success for your life. That is your pure devotee then. And that everyone take part. Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you very much everybody. Shri Radha Gokulananda ki. Shri Sita Ram Lakshma Hanuman ki. Shri Giri Govardhan ki. Shri Prabhupada ki. Gaur Premanande. Hare Bol. Thank you so much once again. Hare Krishna.